Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on The Pulse.
I shall not feel good.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined by a very special guest, Dr. Barry Taylor. He is a naturopath in Weston, Massachusetts, but also the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing, which is available on Amazon. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stephanie.
So we had a great show a couple weeks ago, and so we're back this morning, and we're talking the top 10 tips for pain and inflammation, something so many people deal with.
Yes, it really affects a lot of people. I mean, do we know anybody who at some point doesn't go through acute or chronic pain? Yeah, it's important. And pain receptors get triggered and by one thing or another, and then it causes what you and I, in a medical term, call an inflammatory response. I think you and I discussed today, we're going to talk about top 10 tips for physical pain that's very different than maybe another show on suffering. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my clients, and when I do individual one-on-ones or workshops around the country, want to make a distinction between physical pain and suffering, which is more attitudinal and emotional. They're very, very different.
That's a good distinction.
Yeah, we're going to talk, and most people trade them in their speech and in their description of something as if they're the same, and I don't. We're going to talk this morning about what can we do for physical pain.
Mm-hmm. So let's get started. What's your first tip for our listeners?
My first tip is do your best, if possible, to identify the cause. It's not always easy. But sometimes, you know, if you step on a nail or you got a splinter, you know, you have something that is pretty clear, identify the pain. And if it's a bit cloudy and not clear, like a pain in your neck, is that because you slept wrong? Is that because it's a muscular strain? By any chance, do you have some kind of deteriorating disc in your upper cervical vertebrae? Is it a headache? Is it circulatory that's stopping blood flow? Do you have a pain because it's toxic and you had food poisoning? Or is it not food poisoning, toxic, but you actually have an infection? So my first tip is, when possible, keep looking for what makes sense to rule things in and out so you're not just throwing something against the wall and seeing if it sticks. Treatment-wise.
Yeah.
And that might mean seeing somebody very gifted and talented like you, a really, really talented chiropractor. It might mean getting an MRI. It might mean getting an X-ray. It might mean doing allergy testing or ruling out infections. My first tip is, rather than just throwing something at it, which we might, because pain, the beliefs about pain are so difficult. They take us out, the increased level of pain. But when possible, identify the cause. That's my first tip.
That's a really valuable tip, because so often we've almost been conditioned as Americans to, oh, you have a pain, you have a headache, you have something that has got your attention. Well, here's a pill, here's a painkiller, here's an over-the-counter. And right. It, without even stopping to say, hey, what's causing this pain? Let's fix the problem.
Correct. And I lovingly refer that to is that doctors sometimes are glorified plumbers. What consumers and our culture, whether someone's seeing a naturopath or a medical doctor or a chiropractor, is sometimes, particularly for pain, how can I serve you? How can I support you? Is, well, I want to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second tip would be, if possible, treat the cause as well as the symptom. If possible, see if, and sometimes they're the same. Sometimes treating the cause and the symptom is the same, and sometimes not. And not only look for it is the first tip, but the second tip would be is not saying Band-Aids or symptomatic help is don't ever do that, but have your eye with your practitioner on are we not only helping alleviate the manifestation of the inflammation, but are we also treating the cause? That's my second tip.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then as we go on, there are a couple of things in no special order for treating pain and symptoms first. One would be see a really great, gifted, talented chiropractor. And as you know, as a national lecturer, chiropractors, you know, you could have 10 really brilliant ones. And when somebody goes to them, the care and what that individual does in the treatment room is unbelievably different mm-hmm. from one chiropractor to another, because their style, their approach, their modality is different. But the world of chiropractic, in terms of nerve impulses that flow through the spine, that allow the brain to send correct signals through the nervous system, is one of the first things anyone should do that's wanting to deal with pain. Another one for some people with chiropractic, alongside chiropractic, instead of chiropractic, might be to work with somebody who really knows about pain management with acupuncture. Different paradigm. Pain is blocked energy in the Asian system that's 6,000 years old. Then you're opening up the energy flow, the chi to flow through the body, and acupuncture can be extremely helpful. And just like, you know, there can be kind of okay, good, but really talented naturopaths, and then there are okay, good, and then there are, oh boy, extraordinary chiropractors. It's the same thing with acupuncturists. I mean, there are some acupuncturists that have been in China, that have been to Korea, that have been to somewhere, maybe in this country, and they've studied for years, and they're really clear about energy flow and pain being blocked energy. Mm-hmm. And then there are others that just might know points, but they do it kind of formulaic. You know, mm-hmm. they kind of just throw needles in because you got a pain there, just throw a needle in, which is not really listening to the body. But acupuncture is something that somebody could listen to mm-hmm. and look for. Another one is nutrition. There are specific things, if we're just looking at treating the symptom, there's an amino acid called DLPA, no side effects. White willow bark is in a formula I make called Healthy Pain. Calcium helps the synapses where one nerve goes into another nerve. Vitamin C allows for calcium to work better in the body. Turmeric is a rock star these days. Mm. Wasn't 8, 10, 12 years ago, but you know, these days tons of people know about turmeric as something that reduces inflammation. So there are things one can take nutritionally, kind of shotgun, you know, that's different than a different kind of synthetic drug. But these things do have very effective ways of helping the nervous system to reduce inflammation or to mitigate the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Two things more is number four in my list of the first number of things to help with symptoms is eat more alkaline. When you're in an inflammatory response in the body, and whether it's mild, moderate, or significant pain, the body shifts acid. And so if you're wanting your body to help you deal with that pain better, you don't want to keep shifting your body more and more acid. So you want to reduce coffee, extremely acidifying. Reduce some animal protein, extremely acidifying. Reduce tomatoes and eggplant. Reduce foods that are strongly going to keep shifting. Sugar, alcohol. Those foods are very acidifying and will not help reduce the inflammation, no matter what anti-inflammatory you're on or what, how much turmeric you're on. And the last thing, Dr. Steph, that I'd suggest is there are things that can help the body calm down. I'll talk more about this in the next set of dealing with causes. Do you know about a biomat? Do you know about biomats?
No, I don't.
Yeah, biomats, there are short ones you can sit on for your butt that come up your back, and then there are long ones that you can put on your treatment table, or that I know clients that buy them and put them on their beds. And they send ions through your body they have 20, the larger mats that go on a treatment table have about 20 pounds of amethysts in them. You plug it in, kind of feels like a heating pad, mild, moderate, or quite toasty. However, the ability of a biomat to reduce inflammation is extraordinary. And there are other kinds of machines, galvanic electrical machines, and other kinds of using polarity, using Reiki, if somebody knows how to do that with their hands, that can really help deal with symptoms as somebody's either exploring or they know what the cause is, but that's going to take a bit longer to treat. We're just talking about pain management, you know, reducing symptoms. Biomats are extraordinary. I urge listeners to look them up.
That's fascinating. They sound expensive. 20 pounds of amethyst?
The larger ones, Dr. Steph, that people put in their bed or I have on my treatment table when I do exams or when I do body work, they run about $1,500. And the smaller ones that kind of fit in a chair to sit on, if you can picture it smaller, it doesn't go all the way down your neck, your legs, but it does fit your butt and your back. Those go for about $650.
Okay. So definitely something someone could invest in.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody had chronic pain, you know, you're not going to buy it just for a short, you twisted your ankle and your ankle hurts badly. Mm-hmm. But if someone's got chronic arthritis or chronic symptoms of, you know, people have different kinds of chronic disc problems and they're seeing you over time. They're seeing me to help them nutritionally rebuild the disc. They're seeing you to help the nerve impulse flow better so it doesn't constantly get irritated because it doesn't have the shock absorber of the disc. Then something like biomats can be fabulous. It's,
yeah.
It's going to take you and I 3, 6, 9 months to turn that around.
And, you know, I love the idea of something that doesn't have side effects to help with that pain and inflammation as they're going through the healing process. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Barry Taylor. He is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. He does have a fabulous website. I would encourage you to check it out. It's www.drbarrytaylor.com. And stay tuned to the end of the show today. He's going to have a special offer for a freebie giveaway. So you'll want to stay tuned. We've got to take a break, but we'll be right back here on The Pulse.